This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sport Aviation Expo at Sebring. I'm with Jim Reyes. Jim, you're starting to develop a new organization specifically for sport pilots. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the National Sport Pilots Association was put together to bring a younger demographic to the aviation industry. You know, now that there's it's very easy to obtain your license. You know, you're looking at 20 to 25 hours, $2,000 to $2,500 to rent these light sport aircrafts. It's really, really inexpensive. So we want to bring that younger generation into this industry. I mean, it's viable. It's entertaining. I mean, a lot of times you find these young kids or, you know, young adults that don't, you know, they really don't know what to do. You know, they haven't found that sport or something that they can really get into. And this is something that's absolutely affordable. Now is a great time to get involved in sport to become a sport pilot.
Good plan. Sounds good. How do you plan to do it?
Well, we're bringing in a couple of celebrities. I'm a former publicist for Right Stuff Management. We're the same people that manage the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and Pink. So we're looking at bringing some of those guys in to kind of give it a kickstart and showing that, you know, you can be young and you can have fun, and it's safe, it's entertaining, and, you know, it's an adventure, really. When you jump on one of these planes, especially these light sport crafts that are coming out, it's just an incredible adrenaline rush.
And what kind of a sales pitch will you make with these folks?
Well, like I said, it's you know, that younger generation, you know, they see that their idols are doing something that's positive. I mean, this is they're not jumping off of buildings or parachuting. This is something that actually they can bring into a career, you know. They start off as sport pilots. They might work from there, go to becoming a private pilot, and then maybe a commercial pilot.
And how can they find out about you?
You can go to www.nationalsportpilotsassociation.org.
Okay, well, thanks for speaking with us, Jim.
Thank you.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring. We've been talking with Jim Reyes of the National Sport Pilots Association.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.